We have our social gathering here.
Yeah.
Good morning and welcome to the Human Services Health and Education Committee meeting for November 3rd. Darlene, would you lead us in the pledge?
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Could I have approval of the minutes of the October 6th meeting?
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Dr. Chapman, good morning. Oh, just a reminder, if you want to speak, please make sure you turn your microphone on so everyone can hear you. Thanks.
Good morning. I just want to review Michelle Lowry's contract with you. Just to refresh your memories, Dr. Lowry is the psychologist that supervises our forensic program out of the jail, and she provides direct services out of the jail part-time as well. I'm looking to get your permission to add $6,900 to her current contract so we can pay her to work the rest of this year. Reason for the shortfall is with COVID, the courts were closed. When things opened back up, we had several competency evaluations to complete for the courts. We've had a fair number of high-risk individuals that are out at the jail that we've needed to evaluate and monitor, and I had to have Michelle do those things. So I have money in the budget to cover the extra expense.
I make the motion.
Go ahead, Gary. I keep missing every time. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks.
Didn't he? I make a motion. Oh, okay. I thought he said a question.
Good morning, Patty.
I just have one item for you. We need to increase the ProAction Wellness contract. This is the Bone Builders program, the exercise program. They had a reduction in United Way funding, and also their donations were down because of the pandemic. So we need to increase it by $8,500.
I make the motion.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any questions? Thank you, Patty.
Thank you.
Good morning. I just have one request for approval to enter into a contract for another speech language pathologist, Stephanie Smith, out of Lindley.
I'll move it.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you. And then you also have before you the COVID vaccination rate that I give to you monthly. The information hasn't changed a lot in there, but it's a new monthly update for you.
Darlene, what I did notice was that in every zip code category, you've had an increase. So I think that's positive.
It is positive. And what we've just noticed in the last week is there's definitely a new interest in the first-time doses. And actually, we're out today out at Gunlock in Wayland, and it's also open to the, we're out there at the request of Gunlock to satisfy the vaccine mandate for their employees. But we open it up to the community, and through pre-registrations, we have a high number that are coming out today. It's definitely a renewed interest for first-time doses. So we're very pleased with that.
Thank you.
How's the booster? Are people coming in for the booster?
Yeah, we are getting, especially on Fridays out at Civil Defense, the vast majority of vaccinations that we give on Fridays are for boosters. So there's lots of interest in that too.
Now, is a booster shot, does that have the same percentage of vaccine as the first two?
Do you mean the same dose?
Dose, yeah. Dosage. That's what I meant. Yeah.
Yes, it's the same dose.
Okay.
Kelly, you had a question?
I just wondered if you were able to reach out to the contact in Kenona about setting up a clinic out there?
Yep. We haven't actually talked yet, but I do have a phone call into him. Yep.
Fred?
Yeah. Do you have any tracking information for the breakthrough cases as to which vaccines they've had?
Yeah, we do try to find the answer to that when that breakthrough infection comes in. Honestly, as of right now, it's all of them. It's all three of them. There's not a significant difference between the three in terms of which one is a breakthrough, but definitely all three of them. We have data on all three.
The other question I have, our family physician had said that the Israel study showed that the Pfizer has the protection has waned down to like 30% over a period of time. Have you had any information on that?
Not directly. I've read the same studies that is what the data in Israel is showing. That's the purpose of the boosters is whether it begins to wane in 3 months or 6 months, they have decided that boosters are the way to go for these vaccines.
Hopefully we can get the information out to the people.
Any other questions for Darlene?
One more thing. So the boosters are forever. You're going to have to keep going back and getting them.
It hasn't. I know. It's looking like that's the direction it's going to go. It's certainly not for sure yet, but it's looking like that's the direction it's going to go.
I've read and heard a bunch of information on that. It could be that the third, it's a three dose course, like some of the hepatitis vaccines or something like that. Or, if there's new variants or things like that, it could be an annual booster. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Yet to be determined.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, Darlene.
You're welcome.
We don't need that stuff.
Good morning. So before you is a resolution to do a budget transfer and an equipment adjustment for our detention, non-secure detention facility. So we need to replace the camera system in the facility. To the best of our knowledge, this is the original camera system from back in 1992. We had an incident in June that we needed to use cameras to review what had happened and found that they were really very limited in their ability to show us what was going on. So this is the state bid, and we worked with purchasing, and so I'm requesting to transfer $69,247.70 from our contractual line in detention to our major equipment line and to purchase the camera system.
And this would be, my understanding is this would be through Day Automation.
Yes.
Which is the vendor that we've used on all of these projects. So it would hook into the same system for buildings and grounds. So it wouldn't be a different system.
Kathy, I got a question. Non-secure, what do? Just get up and walk out if they don't want to stay there? Detention center says non-secure detention
facility. It is a non-secure facility.
So they can get up and walk out anytime they want to?
Well, they are restricted inside. If they leave, we call law enforcement.
Yeah. So it's more of a technical difference in terms of how the state defines it. Secure detention is what we've talked about in the past, that is essentially a holding detention facility that has wire and things like that for children, where it's almost like a jail for youth.
Okay.
This is non-secure for those who do not meet that level of security risk. And this is the building, as you're all aware, out by the records building on the county farm that we've had for a long time with an operator providing the services for us.
And they're there under a court order. There's a court order placing.
Okay.
It's happened. And we've had kids find their way off the property, but they've been gotten pretty quickly.
Okay.
I'm with this.
I'll second it.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I'm actually surprised the state doesn't monitor what kind of systems we have and make sure that counties that have facilities like this have the proper camera systems in place.
They do a site visit every year, and oftentimes they do intermittently throughout the year. I'm surprised they didn't notice this either. I mean, it was functional, but not what we needed. So thank you. The next item, I would ask for an executive session.
Yes, and it would be under performance details regarding particular individual or corporation. Okay.
Thank you.
A motion to go into executive session.
I think John might have had a question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes. In the past, we've talked about building a holding center, and we hadn't had a report on that. Do we know where that's at? It was in collaboration with other counties.
Yeah. So this, it would be a different thing than this. That would be secure detention. I mean, Kathy can provide you many more details, but the short answer is, between COVID and some of these other things, the state has that on hold and we don't have a time frame. We had a lot of conversations after COVID wound down and the state budget looked a little bit better, but at this point it's on hold.
Okay, thanks. What's interesting though is back when these discussions started and this consortium was formed, it was the fear of having to pay outrageous costs to send these kids outside of the county. Not for, I guess, for storage, but for
care.
For housing.
Care.
Yes, for care.
Care.
Sorry, Hilda.
Treatment. For treatment.
So have we been bearing those ridiculous costs, or do we just not have the kids that are we have to worry about caring for?
Well, so the cost, no matter where they go, is going to be exorbitant. It's the transport those were the costs, you know, if we have to transport them to Nassau County or Suffolk County or mm-hmm. something like that. There is a shortage, but the state is working, I think, don't want to speak for them kind of in open session, but in speaking with Kathy, the state is working, instead of focusing their efforts on the consortium idea, to expand bed capacity in the Finger Lakes and Central New York at existing facilities, which a trip to Rochester or Syracuse is, especially Rochester, is a standard thing for us.
It's too bad Camp Monterey wasn't repurposed.
Yeah.
We looked at that facility, yeah.
And I can say that the couple that we've had, Commissioner Mueller has pulled some magic tricks out of her hat to get us better placements than we were looking at. So she's a...
Still helpful. Have a few rabbits.
You've been very helpful in those situations.
Before we go into executive session, I don't think we've had a motion yet, correct?
Nope.
Okay.
So I just want to clarify what Jack was saying. So what you were indicating is the joining of the counties to do a detention center is kind of a, you know, dead idea?
I wouldn't say completely dead. I would say, I think what they've essentially said is it's permanently on hold until further notice from the state.
And they're exploring other avenues. Mm. Okay, thanks.
We are going to retain the 11 county consortium because that was a process to pull together. So we're going to maintain that consortium so that if we should need something down the few months down the road, then it's already intact.
So if you still have that consortium, can't you still? Well, you know what? This thing doesn't turn on. I think it doesn't turn off. I mean, if you're going to be doing the consortium, can you focus on the expansion of facilities rather than building facilities?
So that's really a state initiative, Hilda. We our focus would have been our 11 county build to address the needs. We have continued to work with the state on the needs of our 11 counties for bed capacity. And that's just a project that they're overseeing. So we really won't be a part of that.
So you won't be focusing on that with them?
Well, we can't. We don't, the 11 county consortium doesn't have a secure detention facility in that footprint to be able to look at expansion. It's really, Monroe is not part of the 11 county consortium, and that's where.
Okay.
So, and that would be driven by the state, not by us.
It's outside of our catchment.
I thought they were in the 11 counties, but they're not.
No, Monroe and Erie are the two facilities they're looking at. So,
any other questions? Before we go into executive session, I know Jack said you don't have anything, correct? I just wanted to mention that our 2021 goal for our Human Services, Health and Education Committee meeting has published bi-monthly releases to inform the public about our work that the departments do for our constituents. And Kathy Muller just recently published a comprehensive review of DSS, their role during the pandemic. She recognized her staff, all the county departments and the outside agencies and the people in DSS at how they met their challenges during the pandemic. In conjunction with Kathy's report, Mary Parham did a three-part series on our website, and that allowed our followers to understand the DSS, how DSS dealt with those challenges. And it's my understanding that we've had a number of views, hits, I will call them, on that. So in conclusion, I just wanted to say that our bi-monthly series has allowed us to do what we set out to do in attempting to inform the community about the work that departments do. And our thanks to the committee departments who all participated and their willingness to shine a light on their area and Steuben County. So this concludes our series. So thank you so much. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you. And I would just add to that what that provided me was an opportunity to thank the community support that we received during the pandemic. I mean, I can't tell, I mean, well, read the article. It'll tell you, I identified all the agencies and individuals that came forward. Just, I mean, it was simply to bring a food tray in to staff, but to work with, to provide donations to our foster care kids and kids in adoption status and kids going back to school, homeless people. I mean, it was amazing the donations that we received during the last 2 years, people that you just wouldn't have expected. It was amazing. It was very overwhelmingly nice. So
great. Well, thank you. It was a nice article and a nice program. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
All right. So we need a motion to go into executive session.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We're now in executive session. To go out of executive session. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We're back in regular session. Now we would like to propose to advertise an RFP for the camera facilities. No, for the operation of the non-secure detention center.
I'll move it.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
How soon can that go out?
We have the difficult part done, the program description and all the specifications relating to the laws and all the rules and regulations. So that part is done, and Andy is prepared, Andy from purchasing, to go forward with this week. So
good.
Yeah, we've been working on it for the last month and a half, so just getting it ready.
Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Any other business?
I have one question I didn't ask when Darlene was in here. How much longer are these going to be required in our buildings?
So cases are dropping, which is good. The CDC guidance, which we've always either leaned on DOH or CDC guidance, is areas of high transmission, which is 100 cases over 7 days per 100,000. And since we're right about 100,000, if cases continue to drop, then hopefully soon. But that was what you looked at, was areas of high transmission is what the guidance said. And that is 100 cases over 7 days. And that's a rolling average.
I had some complaints yesterday about the Board of Elections requiring masks at voting facilities in towns.
I've heard those too.
Yeah. All right. Any other questions?
Hilda? I just wanted to add an update on the DWI trailer that the sheriff and the undersheriff are working on with Prevention Coalition. And we're getting pretty close. Goodrich is working on the changes to the trailer. You guys might remember I brought this up probably a year ago. We got the DWI trailer, now we're modifying it. And once the case that the major accident in Pulteney gets adjudicated, we'll have the car to be going into this trailer to show a shock feature for kids during the prom season, to show them what happens when people drink and drive. So it's coming, and we're going to have everything ready. So once the case is settled, we'll be able to move the car in and have it ready for prom season. And Goodrich is doing a great job in doing a lot of it for pro bono. So one side's going to talk about the accident with all those people that died, the other one with a different accident. So more to come.
Any other questions or comments? We have a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Carried.
All right. Now that we're adjourned, Kathy, what is the status of the motorhome?